This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning and welcome to Seattle Unity's live stream. That sound you hear right now, that is Orlando Morales on the keys. David took the week off, and Orlando, hello, welcome back. Also today we're going to have Kirsten Delore Helland, who is now known as Kiki, and you will see her later on camera, and it's just absolutely beautiful. I'm Erin, and if you know me, and you probably do, you're probably up and out of your chairs already, but if you're not, please stand as you are able and join me with this sing-along. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed, 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 blessed. When I wake up in the morning or lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Yeah. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed, 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 blessed. Woo! When I wake up in the morning or lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Take it up. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed, 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 blessed. When I wake up in the morning or lay my head to rest, pray.
And so we truly are blessed. So I invite you to join with me as we affirm our opening statement, which is, there is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence.
All right, let's think about that thing in your life that you want to bless. And if we were in person, this is where I would be telling you to point at the blessed, 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 the people who are the blessings who are standing next to you, or to be slap in the place of you that is especially blessed with that extra COVIDness, or the part of your life that's especially blessed right now, or even an aspirational blessing where you can call in the blessing to the part of your life that you feel like could really use that blessed. I want to say I'm blessed about my whatever right now. So do that personalization and then move it. Here we go. I am blessed. I am blessed every day, every day of my life. I am blessed, 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 blessed. Woo! When I wake up in the morning or lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Do that again. I am blessed. Again. I am blessed. I am blessed.
All right. Good morning once again, and welcome to Seattle Unity's live stream service. So let us begin by affirming our mission statement, which is, we are a welcoming spiritual community thriving in the heart of Seattle, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. And for this, we are truly grateful. So again, I want to welcome you. And if you have prayer requests, then I invite you to type them into the chat box. And Diane will bring them to me. And then we can take a moment to bless all those who have requested prayer at the end of this service. I want to invite you to stay for our fellowship hour, which happens right after this service on Zoom. You can find the link on the website. And also this Wednesday at 6 p.m., we're having our Thanksgiving service. So the service will include music, meditation, a little group discussion, and communion. So bring some wine and bread or some cookies and milk or whatever you feel like bringing. The important thing is that since we're not together eating, we're going to ceremonially eat together. So with that said, we have more announcements for you coming up.
Take me to the water. Oh, take me to the water.
Hi, I'm Dana Cole, and I'm a prayer chaplain here at Seattle Unity. Since the beginnings of the Unity movement, more than 125 years ago, prayer has been a central spiritual practice. Today, even while we're social distancing, we're here to offer you our prayer support. Our chaplains and prayer team are especially trained to hold your prayers in confidence and embrace a consciousness for the highest and best in all areas of your life. Whether you're navigating challenges, opening to divine ideas, or giving prayers of thanks, you can request prayer by visiting seattleunity.org. Enter your prayer request and the prayer team will be happy to pray with you. These prayer requests are also sent to Silent Unity. If you would like a prayer call or email, there will be a place for you to enter your contact information. It is my great honor to be a part of the Unity Prayer tradition and to share these tools with you. Thank you.
We're coming in towards a meditation, so now's a great time to put away anything that's distracting for you in the moment. Be seated with your feet on the ground. Breathe in deep and relax into this moment. And join me if you would like to on this song from, I think, Travis Green. This is My Soul Will Sing.
Sing hallelujah. All my soul will sing, sing hallelujah. All my soul will sing, sing hallelujah. All my soul will sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing, sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing, sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You reign forever. Oh, my soul will sing. You reign forever. All my soul will sing. You reign forever. All my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all okay. And not to worry, 'cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, for light does the darkness most fear. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken. Poverty stole your golden shoes, but it didn't steal your laughter. And heartache came to visit me, but I knew it wasn't ever after. We'll fight, not out of spite, for someone must stand up for what's right. For where there's a man who has no voice, there I shall go singing. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken. In the end, only kindness matters. Get down on my knees and I will pray. I will get down on my knees and I will pray. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken. Small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken. We are never broken.
Thank you, Kiki. It's wonderful. Thank you, Orlando. Aaron. So Thanksgiving is only a few days away, and like everything else in 2020, this Thanksgiving is going to be different. I know that some have decided to order out or eat outside, or some are forgoing all of the traditions. So if you've been wanting to break the traditions of Thanksgiving, like maybe you don't want a turkey and all that, this is your opportunity to shift it around and to try something new. I know Heidi said they're going to do a crab boil this year. So I normally have like 10, 12 or more people over for Thanksgiving, and this year it'll be my daughter and her boyfriend and my granddaughter, provided we all pass COVID tests, which we are scheduled for. So it's kind of a funny world we live in, because the COVID tests were pretty much booked all over town and made me realize that I needed to book ahead for Christmas. So put that on your Christmas to-do list, that you need to get your COVID test like around December 20th or so. So many things have changed, but what hasn't changed is that this is the season of giving thanks and appreciation and gratitude. Now, last week, the talk was about developing a gravity of gratitude. In other words, it's important to build a strong foundation on based on gratitude, to give us the strength and to give us that centeredness to carry us through when times can be difficult. And one of the ways that we develop a gravity of gratitude is by focusing on things that we love and making sure that we do those or spend time with those people who feed that for us, who feed that a level of creativity. And in our fellowship hour last week, that's what we discussed individually. Like, what is it that gives you joy? What is it that is that generator that feeds your heart of gratitude? So spiritual law states that whatever we focus on increases. whatever we appreciate grows. So Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, whoever has will more be given, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken away. The Quran says, if you are thankful, I will add more favors unto you. But if you show ingratitude, then my punishment is terrible indeed. So it's a little bit of a harsh language. However, they basically say the same thing, that if we don't appreciate what we have, even that will be taken away. Why? Because we're not noticing all the blessings and all the good that is in our lives. So being thankful creates an energy field that attracts more good to us. I mean, who would you rather spend time with? Someone who complains a lot and is negative, or someone who is grateful and appreciative? So appreciation is life-giving. And if you're ever in question about this, try it on your dog, right? You say, good dog, and they're like so happy. And if you say bad dog, you know, it's the opposite. So try it on your dog. I'm sure you have a million times, but they respond to it very quickly. So we see that Christianity and Islam say the same thing about gratitude, and Buddhism says that gratitude is not dependent on outer conditions, right? It's easy to be grateful when everything is going great, but it's when we are faced with serious challenges that we have to reach deep inside of ourselves and to focus on what is real. So when times are difficult, I think it cuts through the superficiality of life, and we're being pruned in a sense so that we may be stronger, so that we can become centered in spirit, so that we can become compassionate and kind. So gratitude is a basic and core teaching of Buddhism, right? And in Hinduism, it's the same. Satguru Shivaya Subramuniya Swami said that gratitude is a quality of the soul, and it does not depend on how much we possess. In its opposite, ingratitude is a quality of the external ego. And when we abide in soul consciousness, we give thanks for whatever we have, no matter how little or how much. When in ego consciousness, we are never grateful or satisfied, no matter how much we have. So we can see that there's this spiritual component to it, right? That when we are focused only in the ego and in the outer, then we're not grateful because we're always looking to what isn't rather than what is. And as we enter into and develop a spiritual consciousness, we can't help but live in a place of gratitude. So I was reading a story about a teacher, and it was the end of the year, and everybody was expecting to have a test. And so when the students walked into the room, the teacher said, all right, everybody, take out a blank sheet of paper, and I want you to draw just one dot on the paper. So it went something like this. So everybody had a dot on their paper, and she says, okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to sit down, and I want you to write about what you see here. So the students began to write, and then afterwards she collected the papers. And what she found is that every single person explained the position of the black dot on the paper. Well, it's kind of in the lower, it's kind of a blotch, you know, everybody described it in a different way, but nobody wrote about the white space around the paper. Everyone focused on that black dot. And the truth is, that's what happens in our lives. We focus on the dark spot in our lives, right? And then look at our news. It's always like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? So we tend to focus on what is wrong. And the dark spots can be compared to everything that's going wrong, but it spoils our attitude, if you will, when all of this white space is happening, when all of this stuff that we can be grateful for in our lives goes unseen. And so we hear the words of Jesus again, who said, to those who have, even more will be given. Those who have not, even that will be taken away. So practice looking away from the black spots in your life. And I know a lot of things go wrong on a daily basis, but what we can stop and ask ourselves is, what went right today? Or what went right this week? It's a good practice to just stop, because even in the midst of all the different things that are happening, there are so many things that are going right. So at the beginning of this year, I chose the theme for 2020, which was called Planting Seeds of Grace. Now, when I chose this theme, I had no idea what this year was going to be like. And like everybody else, this year has not gone as any of us had expected it to. And normally I have sub-themes for the month that we, you know, rely on. And yet this year seemed like there was so much happening that one needed to respond to what was happening in the moment. So I know that this has been a year that has been crazy, and many of us have missed things like weddings and funerals and holidays and going off to school. Many work lives, our work lives have changed or maybe even disappeared. Many of us have lost loved ones. We see businesses shutting down. And when all this began, we thought, well, we'll be in this for a couple of weeks. And now it's been about 8 months. And the good news is that there is a vaccine on the horizon. I lost two good friends this year, one from COVID and another from an illness. And that's Michael Madej and Sada Simran. They in my life were strong spiritual warriors that made the world a better place. And it seems surreal to me that they are no longer on this planet. And I'm sure that many of you, including those of you who love Sada, there's many of you who are in this place of missing our loved ones. Yet, with so much suffering, I believe that we have adapted, that we have grown stronger, and that we have developed, if you will, a gravity of gratitude, because we've had to. And when I look back over this year, I realize that we have been planting seeds of grace. We just didn't know it. Seeds that will sprout and grow in the coming years. And so gratitude is one of the signs that one is making spiritual progress, that we are coming from that centered spirit self instead of the ego. So how do we practice gratitude? Well, number one, we do more than just focus on the dot, right? We focus on the white space. And when you're upset about things that are going wrong, ask yourself, what's going right? And as we look back over this last 8 months, what door has opened to you over the last 8 months that wasn't open to you before? One of the benefits that I have seen is that the whole Zoom world has opened up for learning and classes. And I've signed up for a number of online courses. And what's amazing to me is, you know, there'll be 40 people in the room or 50, and one person's in Australia and another one's in Belgium and someone else is in Seattle. And it's like open this door of just learning and connecting with people that I never would have under normal circumstances. Many of us have had to cancel travel plans. And so my question to you, though, is how has not being able to travel benefited you? Maybe you have spent more time in your town, in your neighborhood, just sort of checking out the local places and seeing things that you didn't even know were there. I know for me, it's like, well, I could pay off my credit cards now because I'm not traveling, right? So there's all these benefits and blessings that we may not even have thought about until we're in it. So how else do we practice gratitude? I think we do it by appreciating others that are in our lives, by simply saying thank you. Thank you goes a long way. And appreciating others, and what helps is to be specific about what you're appreciating. Not just I appreciate you, but, you know, being detailed. You know, so Aaron, I appreciate your creativity and your willingness to just keep us moving in different directions. Diane, you cover so many details of this ministry that it couldn't go without you. Nick is here, you know, and Nick, you're always such a quiet presence, but you are like perfect at what you do. And I don't say that lightly. I never have to think about the sound. So it's a certain simple thing we can do is I appreciate blank about you. So again, it's easy to be appreciative when things are going well and when things are going right. There's a quote that's going around Facebook this week that says, "This is not the year to get everything you want. This is the year to appreciate what you have." And I think we're cutting out the fat, if you will, in our lives right now, and just sort of honing in on what is really important. So this year, without knowing it, we have been planting seeds of grace. We plant seeds of grace by giving the gift of appreciation. We plant seeds of grace when we go outside and see the beauty in the day. We plant seeds of grace when we pray and meditate. We plant seeds of grace when we cultivate a gravity of gratitude. So think of all the different ways that you have planted seeds of grace this year without even knowing, because those seeds, as life goes back to normal, we're going to be able to carry all of this with us. So this Thanksgiving is different. This Christmas is going to be different. This New Year's is going to be different. And so I invite you just to kind of flow and roll with it and go, okay, so what traditions can I let go of and what is it that I can move into? Because we are so blessed. So in closing, I want to share with you a prayer by Susan Postal. For all the beneficent karma ever manifested through me, I am grateful. May this gratitude be expressed through my body, through my mind, through my voice, with infinite kindness to the past, with infinite service to the present, and with infinite responsibility to the future. May we be grounded in this truth, and for this we are grateful. Amen.
to you. I would give the world to you. I'd never be cold, 'cause I feel that when I'm with you, it's alright. I know it's right. And the songbirds keep singing like they know the score. And I love you, oh, I love you like never before, like never before, like never.
My name is Greg Rupert. I've been a member of Seattle Unity for 12 years. I invite you to join me in practicing the law of giving and receiving through our generosity. As an 8-year member of the finance team, I'm acutely aware of how important your continued support is to make this spiritual community possible. You can give by text using the number on the screen, and I won't be offended if you turn away now to do that very thing. Or you can donate through our website at seattleunity.org. And while you're on the website, I invite you to check out the easy recurring donation feature too, which is what I do. For now, hold the spirit of your gift in your heart as we affirm, I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness and receive with gratitude. We breathe that in and we dedicate and consecrate these gifts to the will, the work, and the way of the living Spirit of Truth. May each gift return to the giver a millionfold. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Before we close with our prayer for protection, I'd like to take a moment to bless those who have requested prayer. So we do have a number of names, and so I invite you just to turn your attention within for a moment, as we do recognize the goodness in the universe. And so we call forth the presence, the power, the activity of God to go before each person whose name I speak. And whether it is healing, whether it is guidance, whether it is prosperity that is needed, we know that Spirit knows what each person needs. So we hold in our prayers this morning Tom and Gary, Craig and Colleen, Evelyn and Allison, Chelsea and Richard, Cindy and Steve, Shirley and Sally. We also hold and see that Spirit of God going before Nancy and Tony, Casey and family. We hold in our hearts Rachel and Brandon and Blair for centeredness. We hold Northgate Plaza and Quinn, Tasha and Abby, Mary, Judy and Margaret. And we bless Dirk and Tristan and his partner. And we hold Arden in our prayers. As she nears the end of her life experience, we bless her and know that she goes with light and with love and our gratefulness. And so for all prayers that have been requested, again, we recognize that the Spirit of God goes before each person and brings what is needed. And so now I invite you to join me in our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
let's join together for a closing sing-along. And even if you are not a person who generally sings along to videos, try it with one of these. And this closing song is very easy. Even if there's somebody in your house that's going to say, who were you talking to in there? Go ahead and give it a try. We'd also, if we were together, we would be holding each other's hands. So I invite you to imagine whose hand you'd like to be holding right now. One on the left and one on the right. All is well, and I am grateful. All is well, and now it's time to let it go. All is well, and I am grateful. Life is good, and so it is. All is well. It's time to let it go. All is well, and I am grateful. Life is good, and so it is. All is well, and I am grateful. All is well, and now it's time to let it go. Life is good, and so it is.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.